Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Rathayatra, Episode 16, Nityananda's Compromise Resolution. Yasya prasadad agyopi sadya sarva katang vrajet sahri chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. Even a person with no knowledge can immediately acquire all knowledge simply by the benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Chaitanya for his causeless mercy upon me. Sri Gundicha Mandiram Atma Vrindai Samarjayan Shah Lanata Sagaura Svachitta Vachitalam Ujvalam Cha Krishno Paveshau Paikam Chakara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple along with his devotees and associates. In this way, Lord Chaitanya made it as cool and bright as his own heart, and thus Lord Chaitanya made the temple a most befitting place for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Gora Chandra, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Srivas Adi Gora Bhakta Gana Shakti Dehakari Jaina Chaitanya Varnana. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orisha, became very anxious to meet Lord Chaitanya. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, entreating him to obtain Lord Chaitanya's permission so that the king could go and see Lord Chaitanya personally. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhatta Acharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. So after this, the king wrote Sarvabhauma another letter, and in this letter, the king requested Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, "Please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. For if all the devotees associated with Lord Chaitanya are favorably disposed towards me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. So if Gora Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, then I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door." When the Bhatta Acharya received this letter, he became very anxious. Sarvabhauma then took the letter and went to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then the Bhatta Acharya presented the letter to all of them for their inspection. And upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees thereafter gave their opinion. "O Bhatta Acharya, Lord Chaitanya will never meet the king, and even if we requested Lord Chaitanya to do so, Lord Chaitanya would surely feel very unhappy." "Okay, we shall go once again to Lord Chaitanya. But we shall not request Lord Chaitanya to meet the king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king. Having thus reached this decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. After they had arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, Lord Chaitanya, seeing them, spoke. "So, what have you all come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason for this?" Nityananda Prabhu then replied, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, still we are very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is simply this. Unless he sees you, the king of Orisha will become a mendicant. The king has already decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. The king does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes' full satisfaction. The king would very much like to raise the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya to his heart." Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened. But externally, Lord Chaitanya wanted to speak some harsh words. "Yes, I can understand that you all desire to take me to Cuttack to see the king. Now, what to speak of spiritual advancement? Why, all the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. So, I shall not meet the king at the request of all you devotees. I will do so only if Damodar will give his permission." "Oh, my lord, you are the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissionable and what is not permissionable. I am merely an insignificant jiva soul. So what power do I have to give directions to you? No, by your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it. The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love towards the king. Thus, I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Now, although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of all your devotees. That is your nature." Then Nityananda Prabhu spoke. "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king? Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? For instance, some of the wives of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices gave up their very lives in the presence of their husbands only for the sake of Krishna." Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for Lord Chaitanya's consideration. "My dear Lord, there is a way by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. If you, out of your causeless mercy, simply send just one of your outer garments to the king could continue to live, hoping to see you sometime in the future." Lord Chaitanya then replied, since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment which was used by Lord Chaitanya, requesting it from his servant Govinda. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, and Sarvabhauma sent it to the king. And when the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as Maharaj Prataparudra would have worshipped Lord Chaitanya personally. Recorded June 1, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Satatam janata bhava tapaharang padam artha parayana lokagatim. Navaleha karang jagattapaharang pranamami shachisuta goravaram. Pranamami shachisuta goravaram. Satatam janata bhava tapaharang param artha parayana lokagatim. Navaleha karam jagat tapaharam pranamami shachisuta goravaram. Satatam janata bhava tapaharam paramartha parayana lokagatim. Navaleha karang jagattapaharang pranamami sachisuta goravarang. Pranamami sachisuta goravarang. Pranamami sachisuta goravarang. Pranamami sachisuta.